Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on being kind to one's parents and maintaining family ties. Today we do a hadith, beautiful hadith, which we did before also. It came in another chapter. But Imam Nawawi Rahmatullah Alayhi has brought this hadith again because it ties up also with the chapter that we are doing. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu narrates that from amongst the Ansar, Hazrat Abu Talha radiallahu anhu owned the most amount of date orchards in Medina. So from amongst all the Ansar of Medina, the person that owned the most amount of orchards was Hazrat Abu Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu. From all his wealth, the most beloved was his orchard, Bayruha. Bayruha was a orchard that was situated in front of Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that time, in front of Masjid al-Nabawi. In today's time, actually it forms part of the new extension. We explained that going behind the Masjid, going towards those hotels that you got now, those Hilton Hotel, and you got the Royal Andalus, and you got all those hotels in the back area facing Qibla. In that extension going towards the back, that was the location of this orchard that he liked the most. It was the most valuable orchard of his. Obviously, you can imagine the location, its prime location, right in front of the Masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the hadith goes on to explain that from all his wealth, the most beloved was his orchard Bayruha, which was in front of the Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to enter it and drink its sweet water. Water is something that was very valuable. This orchard had sweet water, not just water, but it had sweet water. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to go in it. He used to drink it, and this used to make that orchard even more beloved to him, because his beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to like to come and drink that water. So you can imagine how much more beloved that orchard was to him. Anyway, the hadith goes on that Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu continues. He says that when this verse was revealed, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ, you will never be able to acquire perfection in virtue until you spend some of that which you love. لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا, you won't be able to reach birr. Birr means the higher levels of piety. You won't reach that accolade, that higher level, that prestige, or that club, that high club of what, of piety, until you spend of that which you love. In other words, that is most beloved to you, you start spending from that. We generally want to spend from those things that are left over, the food that is left over, now let's find a poor person, whatever is left, that's our tabiat. But look at Sahaba, when they heard this ayat, immediately look at this reaction of this great Sahabi, that none of you will be able to reach that high level of piety until he spends of what he loves. So Hazrat Abu Talha radiallahu anhu went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah ta'ala revealed this verse to you, you will never be able to acquire the perfection in virtue, in other words, the higher level of piety, until you spend some of that which you love. The most beloved to me of all my wealth is Bayruha, is this orchard. I give it in charity for the sake of Allah ta'ala. We mustn't think that the orchard is like one small garden. Orchard was a massive place. Few thousand date palms would be in an orchard. Few thousand, massive. So it was a huge orchard that he had. It wasn't something small, it was beloved to him. He said that I give it in charity for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. I'm hopeful for its goodness and its reward from Allah Ta'ala. O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you may distribute this orchard as Allah Ta'ala directs you. Now this is what you call a total giving. He didn't just give it to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's telling Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as you wish, as Allah Ta'ala cause directs you, as you wish, you distribute it. In other words, I'm giving you 100% good happiness, that whatever you give it, as you please, whatever Allah Ta'ala directs you. That's the expression that is used. In other words, as you please, you give it. This is how happy I am to give this order. Anyway, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, excellent, that is a very, very profitable wealth. That is a very, very profitable wealth. Now this was the words that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used these words, Bakhin, bakhin, dhalika malun rabihun, dhalika malun rabihun. This is a very profitable wealth. Why? Something is given and a return is taken. He's giving some of his dunya and he's taking a return from akhirat. Can you get a better profit than that? The dunya is given in any trade, you give something and you take something. You give money and you take goods. Or goods are given and money is taken. That's one of the two things that happen generally. Or sometimes goods for goods. But here he is giving an orchard that he loves for a reward in Akhirat. So look how happy he gets. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also got very happy. So this shows that when Akhirat is in front of a person, he doesn't find it hard to give because he knows what he's getting. He's getting something that is much, much more valuable than the dunya that he's giving up. So anyway, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that is very profitable wealth. I have heard what you said, but I feel that you should distribute it amongst your close relatives. This is the part that ties up with our chapter. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that I feel, you're giving it to me to distribute as I feel, but I feel that you should distribute it amongst your relatives. Now look at the beauty of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's advice. Hazrat Abu Talha radiallahu anhu said that I will do so, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Abu Talha radiallahu anhu then distributed it amongst his close relatives and his cousins. Ulama explained that this cousins also that he distributed it was from his approximately fourth and fifth generation cousins. Not first cousins, direct cousins. From the fourth or fifth generation, he felt that they were deserving of it, worthy of it. He had given it to them. But the beauty of this action of his was how real it was. It wasn't that they heard an ayat of the Quran or they heard an hadith and it was far. Immediately, the best thing that I got, I'm giving it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this shows us that when Akhirat is in front of us, that to make amal becomes very, very easy. Ulama explained, this location also was such a beautiful location, as we said in that extension, if somebody Allah takes us there, and we looked, there's a door called Bab Majidi. And near that Bab Majidi, there's even a plaque that's there, showing that spot of the location of the entrance of the garden or orchard of Hazrat Anas, Hazrat Abu Talha radiallahu ta'ala an. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq also of spending like that for His sake and being happy to spend for the sake of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Subhanallah bihamdihi subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun al mursaleen walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.